Trade negotiations are underway this week between the U.S. and China as both sides hope to iron out a lasting deal. The Trump administration has sent a delegation to Beijing, where both sides are racing against a March 1st deadline, when a temporary freeze on further tariff increases will expire. But if they can't come to an agreement...
At the end of 90 days, these tariffs will be raised on $200 billion from 10% to 25% if we don't get a satisfactory solution.
That's U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, a cabinet-level official who has a knack for flying under the radar. This week, the U.S. is being represented by Lighthizer's number two, Jeffrey Gerrish. For insight into these talks, I'm turning to Matt Peterson, senior editor at The Atlantic, where he writes about global affairs. Matt, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
So what is at the heart of the trade dispute slash tension between the U.S. and China?
This is about more than trade. These are two sides that see the world very differently, and particularly Robert Lighthizer, we just heard from, sees the world very differently from a lot of his predecessors who held that top trade negotiating job. He really sees this as a big picture struggle between the forces of at least economic freedom and democracy and China and its authoritarian government. So there's a lot of trade disputes at stake here. There's soybeans that the Chinese are not buying at the moment. There's technology that they're blocking and messing around with. But there's some bigger things at stake when Lighthizer is talking.
So how is that different from what we've seen in the past with folks who have had this position in the past? Have they not seen China as that much of a threat, or have they been more willing to work with China?
Both. So they, past U.S. trade negotiators, have certainly thought that China was a problem, and they have pushed pretty hard to try to do things about it. So in the Obama administration, for instance, you had the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, which is a big trade deal that was meant in part to deal with China. But it came at it in a very different way. That was working with American allies to try to come up with a big global approach to convince everybody to work together, whereas Lighthizer here is now just kind of taking a hammer to the relationship. He really supports all these tariffs that have gone up. They're mostly his plan, his strategy. And he has a very confrontational, aggressive style that doesn't really match with past holders of his job.
What kind of changes do Lighthizer and the Trump administration really want to see China make in these negotiations, particularly when it comes to trade policy with the U.S.? We talked about soybeans. I feel like there are urns and urns of soybeans sitting in some farm in the middle of the U.S. What's going on? What do we want to see?
Well, that's certainly part of it. I mean, the Chinese have basically stopped buying American soybeans in retaliation for the tariffs that we put on them.
And that's hurting who?
That's hurting American farmers. Absolutely. I mean, it's hurting Chinese consumers too. But certainly if you go out to the Midwest, there are soybeans that are not going anywhere right now. And that's a problem for American farmers. But there's bigger things at stake here, right? And that's really the question, is what are those bigger things that Lighthizer in particular wants? I mean, what Trump wants is, I couldn't tell you. But what Lighthizer has said that he's trying to do is get the Chinese to restructure their economy in 90 days. That's what he said on Face the Nation a couple weeks ago. I don't know how that's possible. It doesn't seem terribly realistic, which makes me think he's bearing down for a protracted trade dispute with China. I mean, fundamentally, what they want is for the Chinese to be more fair to American companies and do things like stop spying on companies that build aircraft, for instance, stop stealing secrets from American companies, stop hacking the American government. So they want these big picture changes that would allow American companies, particularly high-tech companies, to be more competitive. But it's sort of hard to see how they're ever going to get there from where we are right now.
I was going to say, these don't sound like outrageous expectations, but without some sort of partnership involved here, I don't see how we're going to get there. What does China want from us?
At the moment, what China wants to do is really defend the status quo. The Communist Party, which runs China, wants to keep people employed, keep growth happening. Right now, we're seeing economic growth in China slowing a little bit, which is bad news for the people in charge who want Chinese citizens to be happy and have jobs. So they're worried about what this coming economic slowdown, which seemed to may have been coming even before the trade dispute started.
Our economic slowdown, their economic slowdown.
Well, now we slow
everyone's
down together.
Economic slowdown.
That's
okay.
The thing is the American and Chinese economies are so closely linked right now that if one of them went into recession, the other one would probably go into recession too. So that's important to keep in the back of your head when all this stuff is happening. I mean, you know, there was a lot of talk last week about Apple, which said that it had been hurt by slowing iPhone sales in China. Well, Apple's an American company and employs a lot of Americans. So, you know, the Trump administration gets out and says, like, well, they should expect this to happen because they should be building iPhones in the United States. Well, these companies aren't national anymore. They exist across a bunch of different countries, and they employ people wherever they are. And so when these companies start to fail, Americans are going to feel it.
This administration, as we're seeing right now happening down with the issue on the southern border, two completely different things, but this is not an administration that has necessarily taken a diplomatic, open-ended approach to dealing with these types of issues. So my sense is that unless one or the other bends, we're going to see tariffs going into the near future, no? I mean, I just don't see China or the U.S. bending either way right now.
What's really happening here is that the Chinese are giving little concessions along the way to give Trump something to attach himself to and say, here's a win, here's a political win, I've got something. So we're going to see this dynamic happen where the Chinese are going to try to get away with as little as they can possibly do without giving up any of that really big stuff about sort of how the Communist Party is involved in running companies in China, which would really change the whole political and economic model of the country. That's the stuff that they can't really give away easily. So they're trying to give away this sort of small stuff about soybeans, for instance. Not small stuff to people who make soybeans, but in the grand scheme of the relationship, it's not what the fight's about. So what may happen is that you may see some small concessions on this, and Trump may say, hey, let's do it. This looks like a win. I mean, he's done this before a lot, but Lighthizer really doesn't want that to happen. He's trying really hard to go for the big stuff in the relationship. And so this is the question that we should be watching over the next few weeks and months is, are we going to keep fighting for these bigger things that people like Bob Lighthizer want, or are we going to stop and say, we'll figure that stuff out later?
Matt Peterson is a senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you very much.